You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. I hope you're doing well today. It's snowy and cold again here. I'm just waiting for spring. Before we start, I'd like to just give a shout out to our sponsors for today's episode. Of course, theblowers.com is your source for quick hookups. You need a cock to suck, you need your dick sucked, The Blowers is where to go. You can make a profile, decide if you're a blower or a blowee, and get to work. It doesn't take much. It's like a digital glory hole, so I highly recommend it. I'm on there myself, so hit me up. And also, LustyAge.com for all of your dildo and vibrator and pocket pussy and Tenga egg needs and lube and all that other stuff. So use promo code SAMFWA for discounts. And also, SAMFWA happens to be my Cash App. So if you want to give me a tip, well, I would not argue with that. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, kind of reinforce something, I guess. This podcast, of course, arose from a website that I initially started called fagsworshipstraights.tumblr.com. It was on Tumblr originally. And then I started the website because I mostly served straight alphas in my life. And I've been owned mostly by straight alphas. And so it was something that I thought was natural, you know, for the most part, until I kind of got out into online and started hearing people complaining about, you know, wanting straight alphas, but it being impossible. And I thought it was kind of strange that they were saying this because I've never had a problem with that, you know. And so, so I started the website and I began to teach people what I knew about hierarchy and about that, and about the serving straight alphas was primarily my focus. And I shifted the focus to alphas in general because I recognize that there are gay alphas and they're just as valid, whatever, you know. But I never lost sight of that initial focus on straight alphas because, I mean, and let's be honest about this. Straight alphas are much more plentiful than gay alphas, and they form the backbone of hierarchy. Nothing against gay alphas at all, but straight alphas are the bedrock upon which hierarchy rests, and they are the most natural and truest leaders of hierarchy. And so that reaching out to them and, you know, in helping faggots to submit to them and serve them in whatever way they could, you know, has been sort of a constant focus of everything that I do, even now, even though I have a much broader scope, I guess, now than I used to when I first started. So, and to that end, I have created resources to reach out to straight alphas. I wrote a book called May I Serve You, Sir, which has been translated into multiple languages thanks to some diligent fag brothers. Thank you, boys. And then I also created a letter to an alpha, which is on the website, in the sidebar of the website, that is designed to help a faggot reach out to an alpha, a straight alpha, and offer service. Both of these resources have worked, okay? I have success stories with all of my outreach. The website, the podcast, the book, that letter to an alpha, all of those things have yielded results for a faggot to have used them. So, you know, I mean, well, the podcast was an accidental thing, but using the letter to an alpha and the book, May I Serve You, Sir, has helped faggots introduce fag service to alphas, straight alphas. And so what I wanted to kind of get down to, because there's still resistance to this, I wanted to make this emphasis that straight alphas know you're a faggot. Okay? Now, that might seem sort of like an obvious thing to say. If you've read my material at all, you probably are like, well, duh. But get it through your head. Believe it. Okay? Straight alphas inherently know, they fundamentally understand hierarchy. Once you point it out to them, they instantly recognize the truth of it. And what I'm getting at is the things that I write and the tools that I provide for faggots to make approaches to alphas, these are things that I've done myself, you know, things I have said to alphas, whatever, to offer service, and other people have too. But they're designed to play on that inherent knowledge that straight alphas have about hierarchy. They just don't think about it. You know, they're normally just trying to get pussy all the time and whatever, you know, make money, fuck pussy, get drunk at party, whatever. But when you stop them and you point this out, this truth, it triggers something inside them. And sometimes it's conscious and sometimes it's not, but there's always a reaction inside of them because they recognize that there's this other level of power available to them that they've been ignoring naturally because they're not naturally attracted to faggots, you know what I'm saying? So they don't really think about faggots being a resource in their life, you know, in any way. But when a faggot offers itself, and it does so in the manner that I kind of instruct, like using like a letter to an alpha or something like that, that letter, they see it in black and white terms. There it is. This is serious. It's real. And they suddenly see themselves in that arrangement. You know, this thing that has operated in their whole life, hierarchy, has been, it's on all of our lives, okay? Like, hierarchy controls all of us. But suddenly they see their position in it. And this creature, this faggot that is offering itself humbly for service, he suddenly sees exactly what that faggot is in relation to himself. And that triggers something in him. And this, it's that trigger that's the key. All you're doing by offering service as a faggot, and I'm talking to faggots here, all you're doing as a faggot is offering service and hopefully triggering the alpha to follow his natural instinct. And his natural instinct is to use any opportunity available to him to receive worship and power, because that is a a natural position for an alpha. It's his instinct. You know, you're triggering his instinct. And I got into a space conversation the other day with an alpha, and I said this. I said, alphas have a natural hunting instinct where they need to hunt and kill. And he said, I agree. I don't deny that I have that instinct. He recognized it when I said it. They don't consciously think about it on a day-to-day basis. Certainly not as much as I do. But the point is, when you offer service, and this is the thing faggots have to understand, when you offer service to an alpha, he's probably not going to hurt you. I know that a lot of times faggots are just terrified that they're going to get beaten up. And certainly if you do it in the wrong way, like if you go up to an alpha while he's with his alpha brothers and start, you know, suggesting an offer of service, it's probably going to be worse for you. But humbly offering service to an alpha discreetly, thoughtfully, submissively, he's probably not going to hurt you. He might reject you, but he's going to consider it because, again, it's triggering that thing inside of him. Okay. Now there's a recent story on the website. It's kind of it's just a two-part story of an alpha, a French alpha named David, whose roommate is a faggot. Okay, and he suspected he was a faggot before there was anything really said at all or suggested. And I guess that's when I opened this podcast episode, I said, alphas know what you are, okay? They're always scanning everybody around them. They're checking out females to see which females give them an interested vibe or whatever, or which females seem like good females to use sexually or whatever, romantically, whatever. They're always scanning the males, who are the threats, who are the pussies in the, you know, in the beta males or whatnot. And so they instantly know or have a vibe from you that you're a faggot. They just don't, again, they don't know the vocabulary. They don't know the structure that's all around them. That we call hierarchy, that's governing everything by submitting in the way I'm suggesting. You're offering that alpha the opportunity to see it for the first time in a lot of cases. When David came and talked to me about his faggot roommate and what to do, you know, about it, like, he was just learning about this structure of hierarchy, and it fascinated him. He still hasn't had sex with a faggot. He may never have sex with his faggot roommate, but he saw the opportunity to own a faggot, and it intrigued him. Even though he's straight, even though he was not interested in the faggot sexually, why was he intrigued? See, this is the kind of key element that faggots particularly need to understand. Now, this is also for straight alphas, because any straight alpha that's listening to me should start to think, why don't I think about this? Why is it not a priority in terms of how I approach everyone, right? But for faggots, you need to go to these alphas and submissively and respectfully help them to see the truth. Once you do that, an alpha's instinct takes over and things happen from there. And I have helped countless faggots do this successfully. I have coached countless alphas, straight alphas, to come to understand this and take action. So I know exactly what I'm talking about, you know. My point in this episode really is just to take away the fear part, you know, because you have to understand that hierarchy is as old as the human race. From the first time one man dominated another man, hierarchy has been in existence in some form. And there's always been a leader and a follower, a king and a slave, okay? And so this is just as old and as ingrained as any other belief. It's as natural to an alpha or a faggot as eating or breathing or sleeping or whatever. It's in our DNA, you know. So, you know, I just want you faggots particularly to understand that this is natural. You don't have to be afraid and you don't have to be ashamed. You are simply a faggot, and that's what you're born to be. There's no shame in it. You're trying to fulfill yourself as best you can, being a faggot. There is a place for you. There are alphas that will put you to work, and they will use you, and they will claim you and keep you, you know, and make you part of their life in some way or another. It's natural, you know. And as far as, you know, straight alphas, you know, this is natural. You know, this is as natural as it gets. It's just as natural as your instinct to go and breed females and make children, you know. This domination need that you have as an alpha needs to be fulfilled. How is that going to be fulfilled, you know? It's rare that you're going to find a female that's going to give you the worship that you really crave. The service that you really crave. So this entire thing is just natural. So alphas know what you are, so don't be afraid. In fact, you might be what they're really needing, but they don't know it yet. And that's happened quite a few times. You know, in fact, this Master David, who's claimed his faggot Vincent, his roommate Vincent, it's been a revelation for him. Like, he's written to me and said, you know, I'm rock hard the whole time that this faggot is kissing my feet. I don't know why, but it does something for me. Well, that's the point, you know. And that's why it's so vital for faggots to be offering service, because without faggots offering service and being submissive and being, willing to do that, alphas will never experience that part of their, what they need, you know, to be kind of a full, well-rounded alpha who understands his power. So we get to be a part of that. Faggots are a part of that. So you know, that's why alphas, when they're young, like very young, like teenagers, that's why a lot of times they're bullying faggots, because they're trying to express this need that they have to be worshipped and have power. They're just expressing it the wrong way, right? But when we submit and we offer ourselves to them, they suddenly realize, I deserve this without having to beat somebody up for it. This is what I deserve as a man, right? And so don't be afraid of that. Like, alphas know what you are already. Deep down inside of them, they know. It's just a matter of triggering that. And we do that through the various ways that I describe over and over again on the website and everything I write. So, and in this podcast. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that, because I thought Master David's story, and I do recommend that you read the posts on the website that I recently published about him and his faggot Vincent. It's a revelation, really, about a straight man coming to terms with the truth. And so I hope you will take time to read that. Anyway, that's all I got for today. I was actually going to talk about something else, but I'm going to wait on it. I want to get some more feedback on my space interviews before I dive into it a little bit more. But I'm going to save it for later. I'm not going to tell you what it is, okay? Unless you give me $20 on Cash App. visit theblowers.com, of course, and also lustyage.com, and get your stuff taken care of, okay? And I will see you next Wednesday. Thanks for dropping, and I look forward to talking to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye.